Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Alan Ray. Enjoy this free outdoor concert by the artist known for such hits as Love Me, My Kind of Girl, Little Rock, and One Boy, One Girl on Tuesday, July 4th at the Farmington Civic Center Outdoor Plaza. Bring your favorite Jared Blanken and enjoy the festivities from 5 to 9 p.m. with Colin Ray taking the stage at 7:30. This free Freedom Days event is made possible by the City of Farmington. For a complete schedule of Freedom Days events, visit farmingtonnm.org or call Visit Farmington at 505-326-7602.
Minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, the 28th day of June 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM, over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast at 103.3 FM, so when you're up there, you can tune us in there. And if you're anywhere else on the planet, you can always listen to us by going to our website, which streams all the time at ksje.com. We also want to welcome our viewers who are joining us this morning because, as you know, KSJE is a community-supported visual radio station, so the video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you are all with us this morning, watching right along with me. Because coming up in the next few moments, my conversation with the head of school with Navajo Prep. Shauna Bicente is here. I'll be talking with her in the next few moments about all the exciting things going on at the Navajo Preparatory School these days. So join us for that starting in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then later on this hour, we'll check in with another Best Of program from Ron Price, because we gave him the summer off. But Ron always talks about relationships and getting along with other people. Some good advice coming your way today at 8:50 a.m. right here on KSJE. Next hour, of course, we switch things over to our classical music program, Roving with the Arts. And, of course, Mick Hess will be here roving with us and playing some music from the great Rossini. You'll hear that coming up next hour right here on KSJE. That'll take us to 10:30 and right on Four Corners, KSJE's longstanding local and regional author program. Delcherie Gladden is talking with author Donnell Ann Ball about her latest book, which is called Until Dead. You'll hear more about that 10:30 today right here on KSJE Radio. Don't forget, we want to invite you to connect with us on our other social media platforms like Instagram. And as we take a look at the weather forecast, another hot day today outside right now. It's currently a sunny morning, Wednesday morning, 63 degrees at the moment. We're on our way to a high of 93 today. More high winds perhaps in the forecast. We could see gusts up to 45 miles per hour this afternoon. 91 sunshine tomorrow, 88 in sunshine on Friday, 91 on Saturday, 94 on Sunday, 95 on Monday, and 95 on the 4th of July next week. And overnight lows, as you can see, into most of the 50s. Back with my guest right after this. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care.
The 4th of July lights up this year with popular country music singer Colin Ray. Enjoy this free outdoor concert by the artist known for such hits as Love Me, My Kind of Girl, Little Rock, and One Boy, One Girl on Tuesday, July 4th at the Farmington Civic Center Outdoor Plaza. Bring your favorite Jared Blanken and enjoy the festivities from 5 to 9 p.m. with Colin Ray taking the stage at 7:30. This free Freedom Days event is made possible by the City of Farmington. For a complete schedule of Freedom Days events, visit farmingtonnm.org or call Visit Farmington at 505-326-7602.
KSJE is supported by Music in the Mountains, a world-class classical music festival based in Durango, Colorado, offering orchestra, chamber, and world music concerts from July 6th through July 30th. This year, the concerts come to you with free mobile stage performances in the region, plus other unique venues throughout the area. Find out more at musicinthemountains.com. KSJE is supported by the Harvest Food Hub, featuring local produce and goods located at 310 West Animas Street in downtown Farmington. The Food Hub is open Wednesday through Friday from 3 to 6:30 p.m., Saturdays 11 to 3. The Food Hub accepts all forms of payment, including SNAP. SNAP recipients receive 50% off all produce. Weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly farm boxes will begin June 22nd with a discount farm box available for San Juan College students. sanjuancollege.edu/harvestfoodhub. Let me welcome my guest who is here with me this morning to talk a little bit about Navajo Prep. The head of school, Shauna Bicente, is here, and it's great to have you here with me on KSJE. Good morning.
Good morning, Ate Bene.
Thank you for coming in. Lots of exciting things happening, as I mentioned, at Navajo Prep over the next few minutes. We'll be talking about most of them, I think, but give us kind of a little bit of a background on the school and what the school does, because like we were talking before we came on the air this morning, I know there's a lot of folks who are aware of Navajo Prep. We drive by it every day, but maybe not understanding exactly what it does for students, young people from San Juan County and also from the broader Navajo Nation and beyond, too.
Sure. Thank you so much. It's such a wonderful opportunity to speak about a beautiful school, a beautiful community. In any formal setting, I'm Shauna Bicente. I'm Tachitni, born for the Salt Clan. My maternal grandfather is the Cowdy Pass Clan, and my paternal grandfather is the Zia Weavers Clan. Navajo Prep is a 9th through 12th International Baccalaureate World School. That means we, the framework of our curriculum is through the International Baccalaureate World Program. We have the diploma program that high school students, junior and seniors, can choose to earn a second high school diploma on top of a State of New Mexico Navajo Preparatory Cognia diploma. We are in transition to offer a middle years program just so that there's a solid scope and sequence from freshman year to junior year. The foundation of who we are is supporting the identity and the language and culture of our children. Whether our students come from various different tribal organizations, whether our children are non-native, we are open to non-native students. We have students who come from all over that are non-native. But we root everything, though, coming from a very indigenous lens. Just as if you were to go to a local public school, you would, and you're going on to college, the recommendations that take 2 years of a foreign language. I know when I went through school, I took Spanish. I also did Navajo. But at our school, students will take Navajo, even if they're non-native. And if they come from different tribal groups.
Sure.
So our students are 9th through 12th, as I had said earlier. Population is about 270 students. 75% of those students live on campus. We receive then 25 that come from the surrounding areas. We do bus within a 30-mile radius daily. Our students are very active. We have a strong athletic program. I think when all the numbers calculate, 75% of our students play a sport, whether it be from volleyball, football, basketball, we have golf. We have a wide range of opportunities on top of a very supportive and strong gifted and talented program. About 20% of our students are in the gifted program that they can self-identify as gifted, and we have gifted opportunities for students to really dig deep and really go through depth of learning. The focus is, I actually learned this from a conference, I think an executive had said, gone are the days, should we ask our students what do they want to become when they grow up and what do they want to be when they grow up versus what problem do they want to solve or what strength do they want to stimulate within our communities? And with that perspective, it's all skills. Our students leave with the skills ready to question, ready to voice, ready to think, and ready to really truly to dig deep into learning
That's
and
really
learning
interesting.
on this perspective of academia and also culturally.
Right. That's a really interesting perspective on that question, that traditional question about what you want to be when you grow up, because it really talks to the fact that I think we're seeing, even from when I graduated school, which is a million years ago, that there are jobs today that we wouldn't even thought of back in the 80s when I graduated. But I mean, I think that's a really important thing for your graduates and your students to be thinking about, is what skills do I have that I really can use for a job that may not even be around today as I'm walking across that stage getting my diploma.
And that is what drives who we are, and really being very thoughtful. The IB Learner profile already has a very specific skills, whether it be critical thinking, being a very balanced student, being very principled, that this is the image. If this is the child, and if you think about that whole child, strong, really truly knowing their identity and who they are, and then how is that going to propel them into the workforce, propel them into life after high school? Of course, at Navajo Prep, being a college preparatory school and founded as a college preparatory school in 91, the Navajo Nation authorized us to be their prep school for the nation. And so then we've taken that and have owned that in the way in which we have look at our curriculum, look at our resources, and how we spend our funding. All of that has always been the drive and the direction. Our mission is, in Navajo, it means Yiddish Congo Natani. The English language simplifies the word. And so there's so much quality, there's so much depth in Yiddish Congo Natani. In English, we say leaders now into the future. And so if that's our mission and that is our goal for our students, we look at that. How is that in everything we do?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everything we do, from curriculum to even the grounds, ensuring that we're taking ownership of it. We're truly respecting the land and the Mother Earth that has provided for our school. So in all that we do. So
right. And you work, I know, with San Juan College. I know there are students from Navajo Prep who can take classes here at San Juan College, and they have that opportunity.
Correct. We do have how we've operated our dual credit program mm-hmm. is we have instructors on our campus who teach the classes. And so we do have a great relationship with San Juan College. We really appreciate the opportunities, and even if our students want to expand through the summer, many times this is where they all come to school, is through San Juan. We do also have relationships with Dena College and NTU, and we really appreciate just all of our surrounding college institutions and their support.
Great opportunities for your students.
Correct.
At all those three institutions.
Yes. So we're super excited to do whatever we can to offer opportunities for our students.
Right. You mentioned 1991, which is when the current Navajo Prep School kind of came into being. The campus, though, is beautiful and has a lot of historic buildings. A lot of folks may know that there's been education going on that land for years, decades, millennia, centuries.
I always say, yes, we opened our doors as Navajo Preparatory School in 91, but it has been an institution of Western education learning since the early 1900s. Mm-hmm. So when people say, who are you? Where's Navajo Prep? And I always say, well, we've kind of been there since 1912.
Right.
Look to the north of Walmart and you will see Navajo Prep. It has followed. We have a lot of proud graduates who the common denominator since 1912 has been, we've been the home of the Eagles.
Right.
That has never changed. And we continue to be the home of the Eagles. Navajo Methodist Mission, in the early years, Eagles. Navajo Mission Academy, Eagles. Navajo Academy, Eagles. We have followed the era of federal Indian policy of assimilation to the 80s when we've in the era of Indian self-determination. Mm-hmm. So, and now we've come and continue now this era of Indian self-determination and are owning education in this 21st century and owning what that looks like, even as a residential school and Indian boarding school, and acknowledging, you know, the past and our experiencings, but how are we redefining what that looks like for today?
Right. And that was another topic that I wanted to ask you about, was that whole idea of boarding schools and the stories that we hear about in other places, and how, you know, Navajo Prep is still under that kind of model, yet it is a self-determination school now. And so it's a model that seems to work for the population that you are serving, because you, as you mentioned, have students who are coming in from different parts of the reservation, different parts of the country, different parts of the world, who need to live on campus.
Correct. We have students who do come from all over the United States. We've really opened our doors, and part of that opening of our doors is that we have weekenders now. We have a program that is 24/7, 7 days a week. We like to call it the weekend program, and that one was a response a bit to COVID because of stability and just Wi-Fi and access to the curriculum and access to education. But now, being that we are redefining, you know, what does living on campus, and so part of that redefinition is really creating an environment that's like home, and really shifting out of vocabulary and language and making that be a focus for us. Is I know that we'll never replace home. Don't get me wrong, we'll never replace the importance of family and the importance of parents, the importance of all of that. You know, my son is, and Chase, and the grandmas and grandpas, and, you know, that part of it. But how do we embed them into our community, and how do we still embed that learning and being very intentional with our evening programming, and making it feel like a fluid movement, and they'll be receiving skills within our program. So that I can't emphasize enough the importance of really creating a home environment versus dorm and dorm life.
Right. Well, you don't use those terms either, do you?
No.
Very much?
No, we really have shifted away. I think our probably one of the biggest ones is, you know, I know some of our academy and early Navajo Prep students, they remember their residential advisors giving them details. But really, we shifted saying just their chores.
Oh, okay.
Well, so it's that kind of language.
Well, that
shift.
Sounds like home.
Yes, exactly.
Right. There you go. Well, and speaking of home, you have just had a big groundbreaking for another addition to the Navajo Prep campus, which will be another residential housing unit, not dorm. But tell us a little bit about that. This is a big project. This is multi-million dollars that we're talking about.
Right, we're super excited. We broke ground.
Congratulations.
Yes, and we could not have done that without one such a wonderful advocacy team and supportive legislators. Our first $5 million, you know, was championed through our San Juan County delegates. You know, I know we have a strong support in Senator Scherer and Representative Allison, and they have, you know, Representative Montoya, even Representative Strickler, you know, they really pushed us and helped us secure $5 million. This was pre-COVID or right at COVID. Now that build has doubled.
Right.
And so we were not going to stop, though, and we had the support of our legislators, and I know the governor kicked in $1.5 million, and some of the other legislators also supportive of us, Senator Pinto, Senator Mimi Stewart, and Representative Johnson, you know, to give us an additional $2 million. And I'm super excited because that, if we know the numbers, if it doubled.
You're paying attention, everyone. What's the math?
We need an additional additional because it's going to happen. I mean, we already have contingency plans, and no matter what, it will be built.
Right. But that $5 million has turned into $7 million
yes,
that you now have from sources, right? From the state mostly.
Yes, from state capital funding.
Right.
And now we have our delegate, Honorable Dr. Andy Nez, who's going to champion a resolution to the nation to help support us.
Very good.
And we also have the support of the president of the Navajo Nation, President Nygren.
Nice. So this now, does a number of things, right? It expands your capacity.
Yes.
Because you still have your other existing residential housing units, which are on campus, but this will be a third, if I'm remembering correctly.
Actually, this will be our sixth.
The sixth one. Okay.
So
some are not as new as the ones I'm thinking of.
No, there are five. We have three female and two males.
Okay.
Male current residential housing. They are beautiful and large and. People just need to know. Remember, with inflation, and I was told they were building at the most difficult time that you could be building.
Sure.
So we had to really use our square footage. But I hope that everyone sees that we were the same amount of beds
okay.
as the existing
okay.
Residential building, but it will be smaller, probably by about 3,000 square feet. It'll be smaller, but it will feel like a home. You'll walk in, students will think it's just like this big grand home. So it will have suites, you know, where that they'll have just two to a bathroom. They'll have a little den area. One thing we found as we talked with students, they just want a place where they can relax. A place, if you think about when you go home after school, you're studying on the couch, you're, you know, laying on things soft. And we did. We found that at our school, we didn't have a lot of soft areas. They're sitting in desks. They have the cafeteria that has hard chairs. And so we had to redefine, and it has been a real goal of ours, is how do we redesign with furniture? And how do we be very intentional in this new living space with furniture? And because that's what our students wanted. They want a calming space. They wanted a space to gather with, you know, it's probably going to be that location where kids are always going to be in that building
right.
Because of the collaborative space that we've designed.
Nice. Well, we're very exciting about the groundbreaking. Congratulations.
Yes.
As the dollars still come in, but it's going to be at least as of right now, you're thinking
total cost. Our goal is to stay about $8.6 million.
Okay.
So that's our goal. And I just can't express enough Southwest Studio Design, or Southwest Studio Architects out mm-hmm. of Albuquerque and Jane's Corporation. You know, we're really supportive with a design build. And I've now become such a project manager. Didn't
right.
realize that I would be expanding my own personal scope. But it's been fun, and I've had some great mentors in my life, and I already knew I was going to have to step into campus development huge shoes after Miss OJ stepped down and designed what beautiful buildings we do have, and now there's a lot of projects and master plan that needs to be finished, so.
Right, and you look good in a hard hat. So that's okay too, right? There you go.
Yeah.
And this will expand your enrollment now by how many extra
sure.
students?
So, you know, with 32 additional students, you know, I think our goal is at a healthy space is about 330
mm-hmm.
students.
Okay.
I think that, you know, we have to remember we've renovated small once. They were once old residential buildings, and so we've made classrooms, and some of our classrooms are small, and we love that Navajo preps ratio is like 1 to 11, and that with teacher to student ratio, and that's what makes us special, and we don't want to lose that atmosphere and that environment.
Right. You ask a lot, I think, of your teachers and also of your students, right?
Right.
Because they are learning a real important structure and skills, as we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. As they are this college preparatory
right.
at this college preparatory school to get ready to come to San Juan College or go off to a four-year institution or whatever the case may be. You are working on that all 4 years, are you not?
Correct. And that has been the focus and why we won there. We always have a wait list. And
it's a nice problem to have.
Right, exactly. And we want to be able to open our doors to more students.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've even been questioned, you know, how do we expand, you know, what we do and the way in which we operate. And, you know, the first one had to have been a residential home so we can have more students because of our waitlist issue. And, you know, this gives us another opportunity to provide such a high caliber education and a rigorous education, not only in, when I say Western academia, but even in cultural and language, because our students take Navajo language from freshman year to senior year in the hopes that, you know, it's always been a goal that we earn bilingual literacy for our Navajo language program.
Right.
So we had been, this past year was the only year that we did not have a student with bilingual literacy through the Navajo Nation. So that's still our mission and still our goal. You know, we have to be the owners of our own history and writers of our own history. And, you know, and of course, just really being that support for students and learning.
Right.
You know?
Well, and I don't think it was too very long ago, but maybe like 10 years, maybe 15 years or even longer, maybe a little bit longer, that people were concerned about the future of the Navajo language and
Correct.
Other Native American languages that were fading away because younger people weren't being taught. Mm-hmm. They had maybe not as much interest. Maybe the older members of the family were kind of told not mm-hmm. to learn the language
right.
and to, or forget what they learned about the language. And so
right.
it's a really big change, I think, in education and really focusing back on those cultural touchstones. Mm-hmm. I think about, you know, your language is important. Where you come from is important.
Right.
Who you are is important. All those things, right? Have a
Correct.
Maybe a bigger play today than they did in the past.
100%. And if anything, times infinity.
Okay.
Because of the impacts that our people have suffered when it comes to the different movement of federal Indian policy. And also, you know, our parents made decisions either to teach or not. And now educational institutions are leading the way in that whole reconciliation of what has happened in the past.
Right.
And we've owned it at Navajo Prep, and it has always been our focus. I like to say that, you know, culturally responsive education is kind of become a catchphrase, and diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging and its importance has also, you know, this whole movement of that today, and it's always been who we are. It's always been who we are, and the way that you get to that belongingness is by supporting a child's identity, by supporting their growth. And, you know, we have a Deneb Bazad Institute and our director, Kevin Belin, has been instrumental in supporting language development, supporting cultural activities. It's in our 21st century. And so how do you go about and knowing that we're charged with this, and students will either take it and run with it, or it'll only be strengthened if they come with already being very strong Navajo speaker. They'll be strengthened, and then now the goal is then to produce. We have two students who are saying, we're going to become Navajo language teachers. And how do we foster that? And how do we foster that idea of really promoting and strengthening students' identities? And because, you know, that we just know that that's our responsibility, and we love that that's embedded in our mission. We love that it's part of a new home. Our first built capital outlay funding was building a new traditional home in the center of our campus.
Ah, right.
So we built that using capital funding, and that has been the heartbeat of our school.
Nice.
And that's where that identity, the language, the peace, the everything that happens is, you know, is all around our Hogan. And
right.
So our Hoan the Muzet, and we cannot, you know, that I feel like has taken our school and has been able to allow us to now move forward with this next build. It's helped us then strengthen the way in which we educate. It's, you know, it has really been the heart and center of what we do.
That's wonderful. Well, and again, for the non-native students and staff that you have at the campus of Navajo Prep, I think it's really great that they get exposed to these things as well.
Correct.
Day in and day out.
Yes. And I love that that's really how we embed ourselves, and especially to whether they be non-native, there's always an appreciation for identity no matter who you are. And it makes even those that come with a culture or come with a background where they're sharing it with our community, and that just only makes us stronger.
Right. Very true. Shauna Bicente, we are almost out of time. Can you give us a little view into the future of your goals for Navajo Prep? We talked about, of course, the big construction project, but what else would you like to see over the next few years?
We have a master plan that we have worked on. And there is an older 1932, 36,000 square foot building. It was called the old admin building. Decisions need to be made on that building. It is there's some structural issues, and but if we think about Prep and we think about what we offer, our music program is in portables, and I love to sing. I love music. It offered that peace for me throughout my upbringing. And that is really probably one of the number one focus, and athletic, a wellness complex. You know, we have that blank spot for baseball, and so it's really embedding a community where, you know, because when kids are active, they're healthy. And so how can we also support that kind of build and that kind of wellness within our own communities? So those are two major focus. You'll see.
Okay.
All of a sudden you'll see more construction at Navajo Prep, and you'll see it in either a performing arts, cultural arts, STEAM type center, and a wellness complex that will embed football, a weight room, kind of just anything to really support our communities. So,
right.
Yeah, those are my two major goals.
Okay, those are big ones. Wow.
Big goals.
You don't, you shoot for the wall, don't you? You
bite, I do.
When you're up to bat, I guess, right? So in a Connie Mack reference. But
yeah.
But there you go. Well, it's very exciting. And, of course, some of those buildings are, as you mentioned, almost 100 years old or
yes.
older. And so they have some of their own needs and limitations, I guess, as
Correct.
You look at some of these things. So we'll see what the architects have to say, I guess, right?
Exactly. And so if you have any extra dollars in your pockets, you can always go to our website and donate and say, for the builds.
There you go. That's what.
But please check out our website. We're on www.navajoprep.com if there's, any kind of, anything you want to learn about our school.
Right. And a pretty good Facebook page, too.
Yes.
Folks can look on there and see all the things you're doing as well.
Yes, please subscribe to our Facebook. We are also on Instagram. We haven't ventured into the TikTok world yet, but who knows?
Okay, that could be another goal. We'll see.
Yes.
All right, very good. Shauna Bicente, thank you for your time this morning and visiting with me. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Good to see you. That's Shauna Bicente, head of school with Navajo Prep, my guest this morning here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.